Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to Morning Motivation, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, live on Blog Talk Radio. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is fight back. Fight back. And our scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 7 through 13. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in to this hot breakfast for your soul with me, Monday through Friday, live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. Or online from my website at feelthefire.com. You can also hear this recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my website, feelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or even better, follow Morning Motivation so you'll get the teaching text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you can do that by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, in your message section, type MM. For your phone number recipient section, type 33222. Hit send, and then you're part of the Morning Motivation family, and you'll never miss this hot breakfast for your soul. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 7 through 13. And I do have a special announcement, but I'll just go ahead and make it at the end of today's teaching. We're in the book of Matthew 11, 7 through 13. And I am reading from the KJV. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Now listen to these last verses. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word today. What is our topic? Say it out loud with me now. Fight back. Hallelujah. Somewhere along the line or along the way, somebody convinced us as Christians that we are not supposed to fight back. That Jesus was a softy. Turn the other cheek meant never defending yourself, those whom you love, or God's kingdom. And that if it's God's will, meant we should just lazily exist. And everything that God wants us to have will magically float into our lives by osmosis. I want to deal with that lie today. Because there are times, brothers and sisters, when you must fight back. I said there are times when you must fight back. Go ahead and say that now. There are times when I must fight back. Oh, praise the Lord. In today's word that we were reading in the book of Matthew, Jesus was talking to the multitude about John the Baptist. And, you know, John the Baptist was what we today would refer to as a rebel. Some would refer to as militant. He preached the word of God and the kingdom of God aggressively. His whole focus was nothing but saving souls and preaching. And at this point, John was in prison. And so if you go way, way back, remember before Jesus was even born, when he was in the womb of his mother Mary, she went to visit her family member, her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist. And so Jesus had been out teaching and preaching, and then John, who was in prison, had heard about the works of Jesus, and he sent a message to him through two of his disciples asking, hey, are you the one that we're supposed to be following? Are you that Messiah that should come, or should we look for another? This is in the beginning of Matthew 11, and Jesus replied to them, hey, go tell John about all the miracles. Tell him about all the things that are happening. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have the gospel preached unto them. And from that point, Jesus just began to upbraid or reprimand or chastise, if you will, the multitudes about John. What were you looking for in him? Were you looking for him to just be a softy? No, if you're looking for a softy in relation to the kingdom of God, those kind of people are in king's houses. In other words, those kind of people are those who seek just to be served, not to serve. And then I love how we wrap that up by telling them that from the days of John the Baptist until now, when he was speaking, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force, for all the prophets in the law prophesied unto John. Ooh, come on and praise the Lord. Isn't this some good teaching already? That's what I want to say unto you today. The kingdom has not stopped suffering violence. Christians have not stopped being persecuted. The enemy has not stopped attacking your life. The devil has not stopped devising ways to try to overcome your faith and to attack your spirit, to attack your mind, to attack your salvation, to attack your children, to attack all whom you love. Even now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but you must be willing to fight back. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord. In the book of John, chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, the Bible gives us the biblical record of Jesus going into the temple and whipping the money changers out of the temple. Did you hear what I said? Jesus, yes, our Savior, the one who is always portrayed as being a softy, he wouldn't hurt a fly. Jesus never said anything to offend anyone. In verse 14, it says, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, talking about Jesus here, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the money, the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. This was Jesus. And said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house an house of merchandise. Fight back. Hallelujah. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, the Bible teaches us that there is a time and a place for everything. And when you get to verse 8, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace, fight back. In the book of James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, the Bible teaches us that it's not enough to say, I have faith or believe in Jesus, but that you must put some action behind what you say. In other words, put your pedal to the metal. Don't just talk the talk, but walk the walk. What doth it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what good is it? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Woo, come on and praise the Lord for this powerful word. Fight back. You see, the reason sometimes or a lot of times that the enemy is able to conquer our lives is that we are unwilling to fight back. the reason that he can just come in and run roughshod all over us, just destroy our marriages, our children, take our jobs, take everything that we stand for, take our faith and our belief in the Lord, take our joy, is that we are too passive. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and be a violent person. I'm not telling you to go out and start anarchy. I'm telling you to be able to use the Spirit of God to discern the times, to understand when you should keep silent, but to also understand when you must speak, to understand when there should be peace, but to understand when there is a righteous time of war. You must learn to fight back. All throughout this week and last week, especially this week, I've been extremely busy to the point where I was unable to do Morning Motivation Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. But on today, you know, when I awakened, I said, oh, no. Morning Motivation is not just hot breakfast for your soul, it's for my soul as well. I cannot get too busy that I don't fight back for my peace of mind, that I don't fight back for my quality time with God, because whatever is important to you, you will fight for it. My salvation, my relationship with the Lord, my covenant with God is important to me. Is it important to you today? Also, I've had clients calling, and what was interesting is that I had a potential client call. And something happened to that person, which was something that really not only inflamed the person, but inflamed me. And I was really willing to take that on and fight for the person. However, it was not something that was going to garner a lot of money. And so as I begin to cost it out to the person, it would be contingency fee, but I needed the person to understand you're not going to get a lot of money off of this. But the cause was just enough to fight for. It was worth fighting for. All of a sudden, the passion was gone. All of a sudden, the person just started saying, you know, whatever God wants, well, it's okay. And I am the kind of person that will tell anyone who calls me, no attorney wants a client who doesn't even believe in his or her own fight. If you don't have the passion, if you don't believe that what you want, that what God has ordained for you, that those whom you love are worth fighting for, then so will no one else. Nobody wants to fight for a general who doesn't even want to get out of bed to lead them into battle. Fight back. Fight back today. Stop being a doormat. Stop letting people walk all over you. Stop letting Satan divide your home. Stop letting him have the peace. I'm so excited. I almost can't get my words out. I have court today as well, and I'm going in to fight back for my client. Our time is almost run. We got to get ready to go into prayer. But as I do, I just want you to say, I'm fighting back today. Say it again. I'm fighting back today. Woo, hallelujah. Come on and magnify the Lord. I'm fighting back today. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Glory. We are fighting back today, Lord. We are fighting back today, God. We are taking back our lives, Father. You said the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent, the conquerors, the winners, the champions, take it by force. We are taking back today everything that belongs to us, our peace, our joy, our children, our marriages, our home, our finances, our salvation. Father, we're taking it back today. We are taking back our friends and our neighborhoods. We're taking back our businesses, Lord. We're taking back our churches and our health. We're taking back the world and leadership. Father, we are fighting back today. Father, we are standing strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. We are standing against Satan, and we are telling him that he is rebuked today. He is rebuked from our lives today by the power of the Lord that rested in us, by the power of the name of Jesus. We speak unto him that he has no authority, he has no power, no matter what he sins. Ultimately, we prevail because we fight back in the name and the power and the blood of Jesus. We fight back in the name and the power and the blood of Jesus. We fight back In the name and the power and the blood of Jesus, we fight back. 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 Hallelujah. Woo! In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. I almost started speaking in tongues, brothers and sisters. Now I got to give an altar call. Keep on praising the Lord. Then I'm going to give the announcement and we'll end with our tithes for today. But keep worshiping the Lord. Say, I fight back today. Say it again, I fight back today. If you are not saved or if you are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you and I welcome you into the family of our Lord. Just say, I fight back today. You already fought back by taking your soul back from Satan. Now, brothers and sisters, our topic for today is fight back. Your task for today is to fight for what you love and what you want. I don't care how hard it is. Do not give up today. Fight back. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, please just go to my website, filthyfire.com. We have a new page called Outreach and Giving Back. You'll be able to see the pictures of things the Lord has blessed me to do in the community. And then this week I will be posting the video of when I ministered for Women's Day. We have that in now and we're going to get that ready for you as well. Visit fieldfire.com, FEELDFIRE.com, and then text MM to 33222 so you can get this teaching text to your phone. I want you to forward it to at least three people today. Let's take back the world for Jesus. I fight back. Do you?
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You got to.